all stand together for that, if you will. Sing this with me. Oh, we've come to glorify Him. That's why we're here, to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And we're thankful for another opportunity that He's given us that we can do that tonight. We have a few written requests. We want to request from Sister Shirley for Keyshawn Miller, has a learning disability and needs help, so the Lord knows all about it. And He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we may ask or think. Also, we remember our pastor and his wife while they're away, celebrating their anniversary, and that the Lord will just be with them, bless their time, and give him rest in his body as well. And also, Sister Wanda, remember her and her family, I think they're traveling. And Sister Jenny, I don't know if, I guess it happened today, maybe before church had taken a fall, I guess as they were leaving the house. Not sure about any details, just want to remember her in our prayers tonight. Also, Brother Bill Franks had several bypass surgeries, I think maybe four or so. So we remember him's in the hospital, and Brother Carroll is going in the morning, I believe, to have his heart shock. So we remember him in prayer as well. So we have several requests, but we serve a great big God that is able to answer each and every one of these requests if we'll just have faith and believe tonight. I mean, if you have something on your heart, make it known by that lifted hand. God sees it; He knows what it is, and He's mindful tonight. Amen. Brother Jonathan, come with us.
Happy to be in church tonight. Amen. What a wonderful day to worship Him and to praise Him. Man, today would have been my grandma's birthday. She passed Thanksgiving. This would have been her birthday. But I thought it was a beautiful day outside. And this evening, as I was coming to church, I thought, yeah, and where she's at, she ain't got no pain or no struggles. What a day to look forward to, whether by the grave or by the rapture. What a promise that we have. Amen. Sister Laurie, Brother David, it's so good to have them with us here tonight, and hear Brother David speak. How many come to get something?
Amen.
Amen. Let's bond together in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we truly love You, Lord. Lord, we're so thankful for all that You've done, Lord. And Lord, I look back down through my life as each one of us can, and Lord, we wouldn't be here without You. Lord, without Your hand to guide us, Lord, without Your hand to teach us, Lord, to comfort us, Lord, to wipe the tears away, to worship with us, Lord. Lord, what a blessed people we are. Lord, we have many needs amongst us still, Lord, as we live in an age that is, Lord, dying out to knowing of God, knowing of the moving of His Spirit. And Lord, there's sicknesses and plagues all through the land, and corruption in economies and stuff. But Lord, we have a God that never changes. And You said where two or three are together, You would be there in Your name. And You said touching on the hands and laying up the elders and prayer and would change things. Lord, we're taking these requests this evening, Lord, and we're laying them on the altar before you, Lord. You see our loved ones. You see the ones that, Lord, are upon our hearts, Lord, the ones that were spoken, Lord. You see each need that they may have. Lord, this evening we're expecting a supernatural charge, Lord, to come down to each and every one of them, Lord. Not only that, Lord, but in this building tonight, Lord, those that have come out to worship, Lord, those that have come out to pull upon the word, to sing the songs, to raise their hands, Lord, we invite you to take control, Lord. Bless Brother Mark. Bless the remainder of the service, the musicians. Lord, touch Brother David as he comes to speak. Let it be right on time, Lord. Let it correct us. Let it encourage us. Let us worship and thank you for it, Lord. In your lovely name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
And I want to say I appreciate Sister Audrey playing tonight. She's not feeling the best in the world, but she's still here. But she brought her sacrifice of praise tonight. So the Lord will bless her sacrifice. And we're just looking forward to what he'll do for her tonight. Let's sing this together. Probably it's an A. Yeah. As I kneel in the darkness, in the middle of the night, I'm praying for assurance that everything's gonna be all right. The Lord, I see another battle that's out in front of me, and I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'll go down in defeat. But he said, I walked on the water, I calmed the raging seas, and I spoke to the wind, and it hushed, and I gave you peace. And didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walk right beside you, just so you wouldn't fall. And didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sin? I searched until I found you, and I'd do it all again. And he said, do you remember where I brought you from? Just take a look behind you at how far you've come. Oh, and every time you ask me, didn't I deliver you? So why would you be thinking that I wouldn't see you through? Just so you wouldn't fall. And didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sin? I searched until I found you, and I'd do it all. Let's see it together one more time. And he said, I walked on the water, and I called. I spoke to the wind, it hushed and I gave you peace. And didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right beside you just so you wouldn't fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die? I searched till I found you, and I'd do it all again. you glad that he searched until he found you? Amen. He said he'd do it all over again, and I thank him for it tonight. Let's sing this. I think it's in the key of F. Hadn't sung this old song in a long time. Well, you've been in the storm, and it seems like forever, and your night of confusion, it has been oh so long. Your ship has lost anchor, and the storm's got you drifting. Oh, but the night's almost over. So ride out your storm. Help me sing. Oh, ride out your storm. God's right there with you. You may not always feel Him. Oh, but you never alone. Oh, and you're I'll never forsake you. Though the waters be raging, they will do you no harm. Don't give up the battle, for the answer is coming. Oh, just hold on. Storm, you know they do pass, and the sun does shine again. Amen. When I think about the Lord, how He saved me, how He raised me, how He filled me with the Holy Ghost, how He healed me to the earth. When I think about the Lord, how He picked me up, He turned me round, He placed my feet on solid ground. All that makes me want to shout, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. When I think, oh, when I think about the Lord, how He saved me, how He
solid ground. Oh, that makes me want to shout, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the
say Jesus is a way maker. Things you thought were impossible to get through, God made a way for you to get through it, and you look back now and say, oh, that wasn't so bad after all. He's a way maker, and he's blessing us. Let's sing that right now.
Well, the Lord is blessing me right now.
Have to step out on faith and say it. The Lord is blessing me right now, and you watch the things change around you.
Amen.
You can have your seats. We'll have our ushers to come tonight and receive the evening offering for the service you just give to the Lord, and I know He'll bless every effort. We're going to sing one more chorus, and we're going to put Brother Matt on the spot. Tell him he's got to sing tonight. So if he wants to be getting ready, let's sing this together. Key of C.
Well, I'm going all the way just to see Him. Oh, I'm going all the way just to see Him. I am going all the way just to see Him. The one who suffered and died for me. I might have to cry sometime, but I'll see Him. I might have to cry sometime, but I'll see Him. Oh, I might have to cry sometime, but I will see Him. The one who suffered and died for me. And I might have to walk all alone, but I'll see Him. I might have to walk all alone, but I'll see Him. Oh, I might have to walk all alone, but I will see Him. The one who suffered and died for me. Oh, yes, I'm going all the way just to see Him.
Determined. I'm going all the way. I've come too far to turn back now, that's for sure. Amen. Brother Matt, go ahead.
Man, I'm going to try this one. Pray for me. Well, I know the Bible says when you've done all you can to stand, just stand. And I know that it's hard sometimes to look through those tear-stained eyes and still see the scars in those hands. Oh, but you just keep this in mind when hope seems so hard to find. Surely you've not reached the end. When the whole world has let you down, remember Him, 'cause He can still be found. When you tried it all, look to Him. If you know it, sing with me. Look to Him and Him only. When your sorrows make you lonely, all the days and the nights close in. He can vanish the midnight, and He'll come back the sunlight. So how will it end? Look to Him. Now I know the questions can, Lord, they can get so hard to understand. But then, but I know someone who knows it all. His eye sees that little sparrow fall. yet he can hold back the sea with just one hand. He's so big he rides on the wind that blows, yet in your heart the only one that knows the heartache and all the trouble you're in. When life seems everything but good, remember him, 'cause he's the only one that could. If you'd only dare look to him. Oh, look to him and him only. When your sorrows make you lonely, all the day and the night close in. He can vanish the midnight, and you come back the sunlight. So how will it end? Look to him. Oh, he can vanish the midnight, and you come back the sunlight.
Appreciate that song. He had to do it to me again. When we were away the last time, he was leading service for me. I think he sung that song, and two or three or four days later, I just started saying, where did that come from? Oh, Matt sung that. It got stuck in my head, and I couldn't quit singing it. Me and Carrie was singing it together, and we just got it stuck in our heads. Look to him and him only. It's a beautiful song. Let's stand together tonight as we invite Brother David to come and deliver what the Lord has laid on his heart for us. We're looking for a good time in the Lord tonight. Amen. He's got something special for us.
Yes, Lord.
Let's sing this together. I think I'm trying to see.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. Just why he came and he loved me so. Oh, and he looked beyond. And he looked beyond all my faults, my faults, and he saw my need. Let's sing it together tonight. Oh, and I. Be all. Can we sing that chorus together? I shall forever. Oh, and I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary.
Amen.
To view the cross where Jesus died for me.
Glory! Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad he looked beyond our fault and saw our need? Amen. You may be seated just for a moment. Amen. Just greet y'all in the name of the Lord this afternoon. Amen. This evening. Amen. Just appreciate the Lord. Amen. Just good to be here on a Wednesday night. Amen. Amen. That's quite different for me. Amen. But we appreciate that. Appreciate Brother Joseph asking us to come. He texted me, and I was out of town. Been out of town for quite a while. Just only been at my church the last couple of months, about a couple of times. And so we've been real busy out west and different places up in Michigan. And it was snowing there, and it's still, I think they got some snow just the other day, so I'll tell you what, I was really led by the Lord when they asked me. He said, "You want to take the church?" And I turned them down because, hey, that snow would have got to me. But anyway, we just appreciate the Lord. Amen. Appreciate the Lord. He's still God even on Wednesday night. Amen. And so we just appreciate him. Just greet each and every one of you in the name of the Lord. From Brother Homer and our church there at home. And so just like to read you something before we get started. I know everybody likes me to read these things, and this is for Sister Kelly. Amen. This is called "You Are Not Home Yet." It said, after 40 years of faithful service to the Lord as a missionary to Africa, Henry Morrison and his wife were returning to New York. As the ship neared the dock, Henry said to his wife, "Look at that crowd. They haven't forgotten about us." However, unknown to Henry, the ship also carried President Teddy Roosevelt, returning from a big game hunt trip in Africa. Roosevelt stepped from the boat with great fanfare as people were cheering, flags were waving, bands were playing, and reporters waiting for his comment. Henry and his wife slowly walked away unnoticed. They hailed a cab, which took them to their one-bedroom apartment, which had been provided by the mission board. Over the next few weeks, Henry tried but failed to put the incident behind him. He was sinking deeper into depression when one evening he said to his wife, "This is all wrong. This man comes back from a hunting trip and everybody throws a big party. We give our lives in faithful service to God for all these many years, but no one seems to care." His wife cautioned him that he should not feel this way. Henry replied, "I know you're right, but I just can't help it. It just isn't right." His wife then said, "Henry, you know God doesn't mind if we honestly question him. You need to tell this to the Lord and get this settled now. You'll be useless to his ministry until you do." Henry Morrison then went to his bedroom, got down on his knees, and shades of prayer began pouring out his heart to the Lord. "Lord, you know our situation and what's troubling me. We gladly served you faithfully for years without complaining, but now, God, I just can't get this incident out of my mind." About 10 minutes of fervent prayer, Henry returned to the living room with a peaceful look on his face. His wife said, "It looks like you've resolved the matter. What happened?" Henry replied, "The Lord settled it for me. I told him how bitter I was that the president received this tremendous homecoming, but no one even met us as we returned home.
When I finished, it seemed as though the Lord put his hand on my shoulder and simply said, but Henry, you're not home yet. It is not yet time to congratulate ourselves. Neither is it time for us to tell ourselves that we have done enough. Right. Heaven is a home, and as long as we are not yet there, we have to keep pressing on. God help us. Amen. We're not home yet. Amen. But one of these days, we're going to be home. And then, what a shouting time in glory. Amen. You believe that tonight? Let's stand together. Amen. I thought you'd like that. Amen. You're not home yet. We're not home yet, amen. But I'm looking to that day.
Yes, Lord.
I can't wait.
That's right.
To get over there.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yeah. Have your Bibles tonight. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 28th chapter. And we'll just look at one verse there in Proverbs 28, 1. How many's got a need tonight?
Yes.
Amen. He's still the same God, no matter if it's on a Sunday or Wednesday or whatever it is, he's still God. Amen. You believe that tonight? He's still God. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, you saw the hands, Lord, that went up, Father. You know the needs, Lord. Many needs just coming here to church tonight, Lord, receiving the Lord, different ones sick, Lord, different situations, Father. But Lord, we know that you're a healer, Lord, and you're a deliverer, Father, and you're a rewarder them that diligently seek you, Lord Jesus. So, Father, we just ask, Lord, that you'd meet each and every need, oh God, tonight, Father. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us, oh God, to get ourselves out of the way, Lord, and you use us, Lord. I give myself away so that you can use me, Lord. I pray, oh God, that you just help us tonight, Lord God, and just a little thought that you laid upon our hearts for tonight, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that I can just, Lord, turn myself loose, Lord God, and get myself out of the way, Lord God. And Lord, may the people pull from the gift tonight, Father. For Lord, I didn't bring no revival in my suitcase, Lord. But Lord, if I'm prayed up, Lord God, and they're prayed up, Lord, and they come hungry, Lord, and pulling from your gift, Lord, then surely we'll hear from heaven tonight, Lord Jesus. And that's what we come for, Lord. We didn't come to be heard or be seen, Father, but we come to hear from you tonight, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, that when this service is over, Lord, and we leave this building, Lord, we can say it was good for us to be here, that we've heard from you, Lord, and you met each and every need. Thank you, Father. We ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. And God's people said,
yeah.
Amen. Proverbs, the 28th chapter, first verse there, Proverbs, the 28th chapter, and it simply reads like this: the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion.
Right.
May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of the word. You may be seated. I'd like to take for a little thought, maybe just for a little bit, you've been dared. To have courage, audacity for some act, be fearless.
Right.
Amen. And it's one thing, when you was growing up, people always, when you're in school, I dare you to do this.
Right.
You know, everybody was trying to dare me to do something. You know, I don't know how it is with you, and maybe you didn't want to do it. But when they said, I double dog dare you, then you had to prove that you wasn't a chicken. You had to prove that you wasn't scared. But I want to say tonight, you've been dared. So let's just look at this for a little bit. It said, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. I believe we need to be bold as a lion tonight. Amen. And say, God, you gave me this word. This word is what is as my promises are laying in this word. And I don't care what the devil says or what he likes or what he don't like. I'm going to take you at your word. I'm going to dare to step out on your word and just take you at your word and say, God, it's finished. Amen. It's over. I'm delivered. I'm healed. I'm set free. I'm a Christian tonight. Amen. Because I'm taking you at your word. Hallelujah. I'm taking you. Be fearless. Be bold. Be brave. Amen. That's what we need to be. If you want, I got some scriptures here. Try not to hold you too long. I know some of you may have to work tomorrow being Thursday. But look in Leviticus, the 26th chapter, if you don't mind. Amen. Leviticus 26. We want to just look at this for a little bit tonight, if we can. Leviticus 26 and verse 14, where we come from tonight. Amen. Are you bold tonight? You've been dared tonight? You've been dared to take God at his word? Hallelujah. Leviticus 26 and verse 14 to 17. It says, but if we will not hearken unto them, but if you will not hearken unto me, Lord talking, Moses giving them instructions and warnings and instructions to how to serve God. Verse 14 said, but if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments. See, all we got to do in one place, he said, today I set before you a blessing and a cursing. Yep. Nobody wants a cursing. Yep. Everybody wants to be blessed. I want to be blessed. He said, to be blessed, you got to obey me. But if you do obey me, these curses that I've set forth, they'll be upon you. I don't want to be cursed tonight, but I want to be blessed. And in order to be blessed, I've just got to take God and his word and just live for him tonight and hearken unto what he has given to me. He said, verse 15, if you shall despise my statutes, or if that your soul abhor my judgments, hate them, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. How many wants terror tonight? I don't want terror. So in order not to have terror, we got to obey God's word. We just got to obey what God has set forth for us. Amen. Said, I'll set appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning ague that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. I don't want to be slain before my enemies. Can you imagine? One place Moses told him not to go out there. He said, because if you go, the Lord ain't going to go with you. And what happened? They went. They didn't listen to Moses, and they went anyhow. And they got whipped, amen? They had to ducktail and run. Well, I don't want to ducktail and run tonight, amen, but I want to say, God, say, God, I'm taking you at your word, and I'm going to just believe you, regardless of what anybody says, Lord, and just take you at your word, and whatever you have for me to do, that's what I'm going to do, Lord. Amen. Whatever you ask me to do, that's what I'm going to do, Lord. Amen. I ain't going to back up on it. I ain't going to give in. Amen. And I ain't giving up. Hallelujah. Said, I'll set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth you. Can you imagine? Yeah, how many has ever been scared? You just say, well, that guy's scared of his own shadow. Come on. Hey, I was somewhere. I ain't going to say where it was. My daughter said, I'd like to see you and Brother Jewel together. Y'all probably kill one another. But it was the kind of house they put me in. It was kind of spooky. It was. Man, it was real. And man, every time I heard a little noise, I thought there was someone there. I looked around. I said, man, I ain't staying here all night by myself. I didn't have my wife with me. See, I needed a God. Brother Mark, I needed a God with skin on it. Amen. And so what I did, I just got up, got dressed, and I went down to IHOP and sat there and drank coffee and studied and ate a piece of pie. And about long by daybreak, I went back to that house and sat out in the car and kicked my seat back, laid down, and finally dozed off a little bit. And then the sun come up, and I went in the house and got dressed and went to church. I said, I ain't staying in there by myself. Ain't no way. Amen. But he said, hey, if you'll spurn my statues, and your soul despises and rejects, and sudden terror, trembling, and trouble is going to follow you. You'll be scared of your own shadow. Amen. Drop down there and turn with me again into Proverbs, the first chapter, and the 22nd verse. Hey, how many's ever seen a guy that's scared of his own shadow? Amen. But I'll tell you what, as long as I got God on my side, hallelujah, I can defeat every devil that comes up against me. Amen. I know better than do it by myself. I need God with me. Amen. I know better than to step out and assume that God's with me. I want to know that he's with me. I want to know that I know that I know that he's with me. Hallelujah. Look in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit upon unto you. I will make known my words unto you. He's done that in this hour that we're living in. Amen. And not only in this hour, you say, well, the prophet's done, but you know what? The Holy Ghost is still here. The pillar of fire is still here, and it's still leading the church. Amen. And he's still here with us. And as long as the pillar of fire is still here, the Holy Spirit's still here, he's still going to be leading the church. You believe that tonight? I believe he's still going to be leading the church. Amen. And as long as he's with us, everything will be all right. Amen. He said, turn you at my reproof. He said, I'll pour out my spirit into you. I'll make known my word. Hey, he's made known. He's done great things amongst us. Probably right here in this little local assembly right here, he's done great things for you. He's healed the sick. He's saved the lost. Why shouldn't we worship him? Why shouldn't we give him glory? Why shouldn't we live for him? Verse 24, because I've called and you refused. I've stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But you've said at naught all my counsel and with none of my reproof. I don't want to do that. I don't want to set at naught his counsel. Turn from his reproof. I say, Lord, whatever I need. If I need a spanking tonight, give me a spanking. Amen. Just let me be drawn closer to you. He said, because I called and you refused, I stretched out my hand, no man regarded. You said it not all my counsel with none of my reproof. I also laugh at your calamity. I don't want God laughing at my calamity. Can you imagine you're in trouble and you go to God and because you wouldn't none of his reproof and you wouldn't, he stretched out his hand and you wouldn't regard it, now he's going to laugh at your calamity. I don't want him laughing at me tonight. Hey man, I think it's serious. I don't want him laughing at me tonight. He said, I'll laugh at your calamity. I'll mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anger cometh upon you. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Oh God, let me walk in your statutes. Let me learn of you, Lord God, because I'll be safe from evil. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'll be quiet from all fear. Amen. If I just serve you, Lord, that's what I want to do tonight, is just serve you. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to serve him. They didn't hearken. Amen. They rejected his counsel. None of his reproof. Amen. I remember Brother Homer saying one time, amen, he said it like this. He said, a brother just become a pastor. You probably know who I'm talking about. He said, and so he had these people come to him and wanted some counseling. So he took them aside and started going through the scriptures, showed them what the scripture said, showed them what the message said, and they went done opposite of what they had said. He called Brother Homer. He said, hey, they done. He said, welcome to pastoring, son. He said, because that's the way it's going to be sometimes. They don't want you to take the kid. Though you may show it to them in the scripture. You may show it to them by the message of the hour, but they don't want to take counsel. They don't want none of the reproof. And therefore, God said, I'll laugh at their calamity when it comes. Amen. But if you want to be safe from the evil, amen, and quiet from fear, just serve God tonight. Amen. Serve him with all that's within your heart. That's what you got to do. You got to serve him with all that's within your heart. Amen. Again, over there in Leviticus, the 26th chapter again, and the 36th verse of Leviticus. Amen. Oh, you love him tonight? Amen. Amen. You appreciate him? Amen. Verse 36 of Leviticus chapter 26. And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness unto their hearts in the lands of their enemy. And the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them. And they shall flee as fleeing from a sword. And they shall fall when none pursueth. Why? Because they didn't walk in the counsel of God. Right. Amen. They didn't take God at his word. They wouldn't listen to his counseling. They wouldn't listen to his reproof. And therefore, they'll fall when none pursueth. God help us tonight. over there in Psalms, the 53rd chapter in the 5th verse of the book of Psalms. Hallelujah. Oh, just these scriptures just get me to thinking about God. Get me to thinking about His Word and saying, God, I need You every hour of the day, Lord. I need to take Your counsel, Lord. I need to take Your warning seriously, Lord. Amen. You look around today and you see people, that it seems like, Brother Mark, that people be more sincere than they would. Seem like they come to church more often than when they would. Because the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some are. Brother Branham said it like this, as the manner of unbelievers are. One place, he said, I think it is in the oncoming storm. He talked about this little girl that made a profession when she was young and said, I do not call her a Christian. Said she made a profession when she was young, got baptized, made a profession, but never did attend church. That's why I said not a Christian. Oh, it's awful important to come to the house of God. Amen. Whether it be Sunday morning or Wednesday night or whatever it may be, it's very important to come to the house of God. Hallelujah. Psalms 53 and verse 5 says it like this. 53 and verse 5. It says, they were there. There were they in great fear where no fear was. They were in fear, great fear, where no fear was. For God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame because God hath despised them. Because why? They wouldn't listen to God. They wouldn't listen to the instructions. I want to listen to the instructions tonight. Amen. So now you've been dared. So let's just look at this for a little bit. Amen. Let's just look at this. I think about being dared. I think about our forefathers. Amen. Who were men of vision. Amen. Who were who dared to step out against all odds to do what they did. I just jotted some stuff down. It said talking about our founding fathers. Be all right? Said many of the British North America colonies that joined in 1776 to form the United States of America were settled in the 17th century for religious purposes by men and women who, in the face of European persecution, refused to compromise. Hallelujah. Amen. What about me and you today? Amen. In this hour that we're living in, when all hell is broke loose, where Brother Ram said the lid has come off of hell and every evil spirit is streaming in every direction, we ought to be bold as a lion and not compromise on the Word of God. Amen. Amen. I dare you tonight. Amen. You've been dared not to compromise on the Word of God, to stand bold. These men stood bold, and women that refused to compromise, passionately held religious convictions, and risked the perilous crossing of the Atlantic to practice their religion as they believed the Scriptures commanded. You don't see too much of that today. Amen. Too many people has got no convictions anymore. Amen. It's a shame. Yes. Amen. But me and you, as brothers and sisters, yes, as the bride of Jesus Christ, yes, that's got a message, yes, that'll put us in a rapture, that's if we'll right, just amen, heed to it. Amen. Yes. We are stand upon our convictions. Amen. Amen. And not compromise the Word of God. Yes. There was a man like by the name of Daniel that would not compromise. Even though he was over there in captivity, no church to go to, no songs to sing. Amen. Oh, they wanted to change, amen, their name. Amen. And it might be all right. They call us holy rollers. They call us Christians. Amen. In the beginning when they was called you a Christian, that was one that was derogative, a name that was derogatory to be a Christian. Amen. It didn't bother them to change their names. They tried to change their diet. Amen. But when it came to changing their lifestyle, that's where they drew the line and said, you ain't changing our lifestyle. We're going to live for God no matter what. Amen. Men that would dare to stand for what God said was right. Hallelujah. Amen. It said, amen, Think about our founding fathers just for a minute. Amen. I said the founding fathers were a group of predominantly wealthy plantation owners and businessmen who united 13 distinct and quality of character colonies, fought for independence from Britain, and penned a series of influential governing documents that steered the country to this day. Thomas Jefferson and James Madison were strong advocates against state and church joined together. Oh, just think about these things, friends. Amen. I think about many of them. I think about George Washington, our first president of the United States. And when he gave his farewell address, I've done some of the highlights down. He said it would be wrong to try to seek a third term. And all these things that he stood for. And in the religious section of his farewell address, he said that religion and morality were the great pillars of human happiness. He stood for principles. He dared to stand against all odds. I think about Abraham Lincoln, amen, our 16th president, who stood for what was right, who gave his life to set the slaves free, amen, who gave his life for that. And he said something like this. He said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. He said, if we falter and lose our freedom, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Can you imagine? And you can see that happening right now. But these men dared to take God at his word and stretched out, though they would face ridicule, they'd face persecution, they'd be killed for what they believed, they didn't care. Because they wanted something that they could stand for. And they gave me and you something. That's why we can still come to the house of God and worship God by our own dictates. Amen. I know it's slowly, we're slowly giving our freedom away and everything, but brothers and sisters, we can still come, amen, and still worship the Lord the way we want to by the dictates of our heart, amen. Patrick Henry, what did he say? He said, give me liberty or give me death, amen. I think about them. We could go on and on about our founding fathers and many of them, amen, and oh, how they did and how they acted, how they dared. Amen. When all the odds were against them, they just dared to step out and just take God at his word. I think about Bible characters now. I think about Noah, who all odds were against him. Amen. When they said, Noah, we can take the scientific instruments we got and shoot it up there in the stars and clouds, and there ain't no rain up there, Noah. What are you talking about? He stood upon God's word. He dared to take God in his word. He said, I might not can explain it. I might not can dot every I and every T. But one thing I know, God said it was going to rain. It's going to rain. And he dared to step out and build an ark for the saving of his household. Hallelujah. And anybody else that wanted to get aboard. But they didn't want to get aboard, did they? Amen. I think about Abraham. Amen. The father of our faith. Amen. Who really against all odds. Amen. That the Lord came to him in his old age. Amen. When he was 90 years old and Sarah was 80, something like that, 10 years younger than him. And said, you're going to have a child by Sarah, your wife. Amen. And when everybody thought he was crazy, he just dared to take God at his word. Amen. You remember how the prophet said it? He said, God made the promise, Jehovah made the promise. He said, Sarah, how you feeling? She said, no different, Abraham. That's all right. Glory to God. We'll have it tomorrow. Amen. How do you feel tomorrow? No different, Abraham. That's all right. Amen. We're going to hold on. Sure. I like Brother Mark about these men in the scriptures. They were men just like me and you. They were ladies just like me and you. And they made mistakes. They faltered. They fell. They had discouragements. Felt like giving up. Huh? But they stood against all odds. And when it was all said and done, and when Paul wrote up Abraham's commentary, he never did say anything about his mistakes or his failures or his unbelief. How he said that Abraham staggered not. and unbelief. Amen. What was strong and faithful, giving praise to the one that made the promise. He just dared to believe God. Amen. You're crazy, Abraham. I'm just going to take God at his word. He said, I was going to have a son. Amen. And if God said so, I'm going to have that son. Amen. Oh, we could come on down to Moses and Elijah, many of them. When Moses, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, chosen rather to suffer the affliction with the children of Israel, than to esteem the reproaches of Israel, of Egypt. They thought, man, you're crazy, Moses. You got Egypt right at your fingertips. You wouldn't have to work the rest of your life. You have the greatest army of history at that time. Amen. It would be at Moses' fingertips. And ever what Moses said, they'd have done it. But Moses refused all that. To daub mud with them mud daubers, as Pharaoh said. Pharaoh looked out the window. All he saw was a bunch of mud daubers. People that would make his cities. Amen. Bricks for him. Amen. To build his cities. But when Moses looked out that same window, he saw the children of God. Amen. A people that had a promise. Amen. Oh, when I look at you tonight, amen, the world may not look at you like I'm looking at you. They may look at you like you're crazy, like you're a man. Amen. Oh, when they seen David, all they did was seen a shepherd boy. But God saw a king. Amen. I may not look at you as the world look at you. I look at you as a bride of Christ, unspotted, untainted from the world. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Listen what this says. Oh, we could go on and we could talk about Elijah. Amen. How that he told them men of them prophets of Baal to cry a little louder. Maybe your God's on vacation. Maybe he's pursuing. Maybe he can't hear you. Maybe he's hard of hearing. Maybe you need to buy him a hearing aid. Amen. But nah, he kept on against all odds. 400 of them. Amen. But he said, hey, I don't care. Amen. You know what he actually was? When he told him, he said, how long will you halt between two opinions?
Right.
You know what was wrong with them? They were torn between two lovers.
Yep.
Huh? They was torn between two lovers, the world or God.
Right.
Amen. Baal or God. And he said, how long will you halt between two opinions? If Baal be God, you serve him. But if God be God, amen, the God that I serve, you serve him. Amen. And against all odds, he dared to step out and believe what God said. Amen. He said, I did this according to your word, Lord.
Glory, right?
Hallelujah. Now look into Hebrews 11th chapter, 32nd verse. And what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell a Gideon and a Barak and a Samson, Japheth, a David also and Samuel and of the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, attained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness was made strong, waxed violent in flight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, women received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trials, cruel mockers and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawed asunder, were tormented, tempted with a sword, slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these, all having attained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Amen. What are they doing? They're waiting on me and you tonight. Oh, I wonder tonight if they're not standing over the banner of heaven, looking down and saying, come on, Jonathan, preach the word, brother, preach the word. They're looking over the banners of heaven, those that suffered, were tormented, destitute, of whom the world was not even worthy of, saying, come on, young people, you can do it. You can make it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You can make it. They're cheering us on. Say, come on, Brother David. Don't slow down. Amen. Tell them like this. I'd rather wear out for God than rust out for the devil. Amen. Come on. You can make it. You're an overcomer. You're more than a conqueror tonight. Amen. You're more than an overcomer tonight. You're more than a victor. Amen. You've been dared to do these things. We talked about our forefathers, our some of the men. Scripture, what about men of our day? Look at Martin Luther. Amen. When he protested the Catholic Church. Stuck that 95 theses upon the Roman Catholic Church. Amen. When he read in there that the just shall live by faith. And he dared to step out and say, hey, God, give me a revelation. Amen. That the just shall live by faith. And he tacked that thesis to the and protested the Catholic Church. Amen. Though he knew it might cost him his life, he didn't care. He dared to believe what God said about it. Amen. I think about Wesley. Amen. With sanctification. Amen. A step further. Another work of grace. Amen. A step further. That went out a little further, dared to believe that, hey, it's wrong to do this and it's wrong to do that. That we ought to live a sanctified life. Amen. Then along came the restoration of the gifts with Pentecost. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Then come that this message, the capping stone. What was it? Brother Branham said it like this. Justification made way for sanctification. Sanctification made way for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost made way for the Holy Ghost himself. The person of Jesus Christ to come down and dwell in each and every one of us tonight. You believe that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I just love the word these men who dared to take God at his word. I think about Dwight Moody. They said, hey, they talked about him. He wasn't no good. But they said he wasn't very good looking. But they didn't come to hear me. They come to hear from God. And on his coronation day, here's what Dwight Moody said. Earth is receding. Heaven is opening. Someday you'll read or hear that I'm dead. Don't you believe a word of it. I shall be more alive than I am now. Just have changed my address. Yes. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Amen. One of these days, I'm just going to change my address. Amen. Some morning between 6 and 9, you're going to look for me, but I ain't going to be here. Amen. I just changed dwelling places. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, earth is receding. Heaven is opening. Someday you'll read or hear that I'm dead. Don't you believe a word of it. I'll be more alive than I am now. Can you imagine? Brother Pat, more alive than I am now. How many's ever had a nightmare? And you wake up, you shake yourself. Thank God that wasn't real. Well, you know what? One of these days, we're going to wake up, amen, to a new heaven, to a new body. Amen. We're going to say, thank God. That wasn't real at all. That was just a nightmare. We're in reality now. Hallelujah. Amen. We just stepped into another dimension. A little one that a little bit faster than this one. Amen. They'll speed up and we'll slow down. I'm looking for a home. Amen. I'm looking for a city. Amen. Said, I'll just change addresses and I'm gone. Amen. Into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Now can I read you some quotes now? Be all right. I am if I don't mind. Amen. Shane, 1965. So his word has to live itself out for every generation. It lived out itself in the days of Moses, because in the day that the Bible said in Hebrews, the first chapter, God in sundry times and diverse manners spake to the fathers by the prophets, and these prophets, the church has got all twisted up. That when those prophets, those daring messengers of God,
amen,
come without church, without denomination, without organization, without anything, and divide kings, kingdoms, churches, and everything. He said those daring prophets, without church, without denomination, stood against their, amen, stood against kings, stood against denomination and everything. Why? Because they dared to take God at his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Said when the priest was, said they were brought before the priest, they wasn't ashamed because they had directly, thus said the Lord. Again, 1955, the pillar of fire. He said, look at Elijah, the prophet. Elijah, one of the major prophets, that man went up and stood on the mountain and commanded the fire to come from heaven and burn up the sacrifice, and it did it. He called rain down out of the heaven where it hadn't rained for 3 years and 6 months. Is that right? And then when the inspiration left him, he wandered in the wilderness for 40 days. Don't know where he was at. And God found him pulled back in a cave somewhere. Is that right? And run from a woman who threatened his life after he killed 400 priests himself that day with a sword. Chopped their heads off. Elijah the prophet. Is that right? He stood there before all the nations and dared them to defy God. And made fun of all them priests and prophets of Balaam where they were prophesying, cutting themselves and so forth. He said, call a little louder. Maybe he's pursuing. But he dared to believe God's word. He dared to take God at his word. That's what we got to do tonight. Hey man, you sick? You need healing? Dare to take God at his word. He said, you're healed. By my stripes, you're healed. You need deliverance tonight? Dare to take God at his word and say, God, I need deliverance tonight. I need the Holy Ghost tonight. I need salvation tonight. I need healing tonight. Amen. I need joy tonight. Amen. Pull that bow back. Shoot that arrow. That prophet rebuked that king, said you should have struck more times. Is it because you only struck about two or three times? That's how many times you're going to defeat Syria. Oh, I want to keep striking. Amen. I want to keep striking. I want to strike till I get my joy back. Amen. I want to keep striking. Amen. It should be a joy for us to come to the house of God on Wednesday night and sing the songs of Zion and enter into the presence of God. Amen. I'm going to keep striking till I get my joy back. I'm going to keep striking till I get my dance back. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep striking until I get deliverance. Hallelujah. Again, the countdown. He said, science has a tree. They can climb, but they can only climb so far. Only so far. Tree of knowledge, it only takes you so far. And then they're as far as they can go. That's the end of scientific research. They killed themselves. But see, on the tree of faith, there's no end to it. Amen. Hallelujah. You just keep going. There's no end to it. You just keep going and going. Oh, I'm glad there's no end to it. Amen. You just, oh, no wonder the prophet of God said over there, he'll still be unfolding himself over there. Hallelujah. There's just no end. I heard a brother preach one time. He said, hey, I'll tell you what, when I get through preaching, I'm sweating like a horse and all these things. And he said, but I lost my dignity at Pentecost. Amen. And he said, it's like up there in the mountains, there's just no pulling over place. Hallelujah. When you guys are talking about the word of God, there's just no pulling over place. Amen. You can't just pull over. Amen. You got to keep pressing on. I want to keep pressing on tonight. I dare each and every one of you to keep pressing on tonight, to keep pushing, to keep pressing. He said, but you see on the tree of faith, there's no end. You just keep going. That's the tree that we should be on tonight, the tree of life, the tree of faith. Not headed towards the moon, headed towards heaven. Headed towards God for the glorious rapture of the Lord Jesus in his presence and his power. Then his very life out of heaven. Not come down and make us join church. Not come down even to make us shout, but come down to let his whole life live through us. Amen. That's what I wanted to do tonight. I want his whole life to live through me. That when people see me, they can see Jesus. Amen. They can see. Amen. They might knock my doctrine. They might not understand my doctrine. But when they look at me, I want them to be able to see Jesus, Brother Pat. Hallelujah. The Bible says we were written epistles, read of all men. I dare you tonight to become a written epistle, read of all men, that the power of the resurrection of the Almighty God come down and live in you tonight. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Not come down and join church to make a shout or something. But if we will, if you want to, hey, that's all right with me. Amen. Oh, it'll make us do something. But I tell you what it needs to do. It needs to make us live right, walk right. Amen. Talk right. Hallelujah. He said, live in the heavenlies. Carry yourself away till you get see things that is to come, was, which is, and shall come. Lifting up above anything that the church had since the day that Christ was on earth. And we're enjoying it today. Sir, we're in a great age, friend, a great time, an astronaut age. God, give us astronauts. Give us men and women, daring men, daring women. What did John Glenn and them have to do when they stepped into that tube? They were pioneers. God wants pioneers to this word. Astronauts, he'll take the things that we've got and be not satisfied with it, but we're going on. God is making achievements. We're going on. Amen. What did it? I'm walking up the King's Highway. Rung after rung. Amen. To strike the Milky White Way. Amen. Keep walking, keep running up the Milky White Way. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. He said he wants daring men, daring women, that to just take God at his word and step out and believe what God has said. Again, he says, David had seen this, and he knew that God was, and God would deliver. He's seen God in his nature. So he said, give me this little slingshot. I've tried it. That's the only thing I know anything about is this slingshot. And that's all a believer knows anything about, that God said so. Hey, these guys, hey man, Brother Dutch sent me a bunch. All I know about is this little slingshot of faith that God said they were healed, that by my stripes they were healed. Amen. That's all I know about today. All I know about, like when Peter and John went down to the temple, being the hour of prayer, and that man stood down there begging alms, but they said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I in the name of the Lord, rise up and walk. Amen. Such as I have tonight, in the name of the Lord, rise up and walk. Amen. Dare to step out and walk by faith upon God's promised word. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen. He said, just take that old slingshot. He said, I will trust it any time against anything that the devil can put up. He says, amen. It's a word of God. Now listen to what he says. He said, David trusted in that slingshot. Amen. He had testimonies with that slingshot. So a lion came in, stole one of the sheep. A shepherd that loses a sheep, it's a disgrace to a shepherd to lose any sheep. So he went after it, took that slingshot, killed that lion, brought it back. Bear, same slingshot. Went in there, killed that bear, brought that sheep back to safety. He said, I trust it any time. Now listen to what Brother Bram said. And God, he said, and the word of God will run away, defeat Satan any place, any time, on any condition. If a man or woman would dare to take God at his word, he says, amen. So I believe tonight that the word of God is still alive. Amen. And it will defeat Satan any time, any place, anywhere, under any condition. Hallelujah. Oh, just take God at his word. It'll drive the devil out of your life any time, any place, under any condition. You say, you believe that, Brother David? If I don't, I might as well just go home. I might as well just come off the field. But I believe it's the word of God. I dare to believe it. Amen. Again, faith in action. He said, now when God spoke to Noah and told him the impossible, there was no rain, never had rain, never was a cloud in the sky or anything else, but Noah knew that it was going to rain because God said so. He was considered fanatic. He was considered a little crazy. I suppose in his day, a real fanatic. Somebody said what a fanatic was. They looked it up. Somebody's over-enthused about their God. I'm kind of over-enthused tonight. Hey, Brother Bram said if you was a dance fiend, you'd go to the dance and you wouldn't sit over like a wallflower. You'd get out there and you'd cut a little jig. Why? Because you love that. Amen. You love that. Amen. If you was a baseball fiend and somebody hit a home run, you wouldn't say, my, I guess that was pretty good. He hit a home run. No? You'd probably jump up, hey, he hit a home run. Mark McGuire, some of them. Now, that was back in my day. But you know, all them, Reggie Jack, all them, hey, that was back in my day. But you'd get up and you'd slap somebody on the back and say, hey, he hit a home run. Or if it was football, he made a touchdown. Well, what about somebody making a touchdown in a rapture? Somebody getting delivered tonight. Amen. You'd jump up and shout and do a little jig. Why? Because it's the power of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Over enthused. Hey man, I'll just get a little, there's something about it. I'm like Jeremiah. They said, you know, wasn't going to say his name no more. Wasn't going to, said I would try to refrain. was like fire.
Yes,
shut up in my bones. And like a house on fire.
Yes.
On a windy day. Now, we had some wind blowing back home. Y'all had some wind around here last several days.
Yes.
But this ain't nothing like out there in West Texas and New Mexico. And you set a field on fire when it's dry. I tell you, it's like a house on fire out there on a windy day. Hey, amen. There's just something about it. There's just something that sparks. And you got to tell somebody about Jesus. Oh, I said I was going to keep it to myself, but I couldn't help myself. Hey, amen. I couldn't help it. I had to tell somebody about the glory of God. I had to tell somebody what God has done in this our day. I had to tell somebody what God done for me. That's right. The real true believers never had the world to pat him on the back. It's always against him. So he's talking when people that dare to take God at his word, they're considered neurotics or fanatics.
Glory.
It's all right. I'm kind of crazy anyway. Somebody said one time, had a flat. It's right by an insane institution. This guy in this insane institution was looking over at the guy that had the flat. Just looking at him. And so the guy jacked up his car, Brother Mark. Took the hubcap off and everything. Took the tire off. And lo and behold, off his lug nuts went into a drain. He started scratching his head. What am I going to do? And that guy behind the insane, behind the fence, so why don't you take one lug off of each tire and put it on that one till you can get you to a place to buy you some new lugs. That guy said, hey, ain't you supposed to be crazy? He said, I might be crazy, but I ain't stupid. Amen. I might be crazy tonight, but I ain't stupid. I know that I know that I know. Amen. I know that God is real, that he's genuine. Amen. That his power is still to save. It's still to heal and deliver. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kind of reminds me of a story. Amen. Where this guy, these nurses, they want to check out this insane institution. Find out, and they said they had this one. On the first one, it was very minimal. Not very much. It was all right. Second floor is, but on the third floor, they was really crazy. So they went in this one room on the first floor, and this guy was in there rocking and going, they said, well, he had a wife, and her name was Lulu, and she left him. So he just in a rocking Lulu. So he said, let's go up to the third floor. They went up to the third floor, and there was one guy, and he was really rocking, going, Lulu, Lulu. They said, what's wrong with him? He said, he got Lulu. Amen. Oh, that's about the way it is. Amen. We may be crazy tonight. Amen. Or we may be, people may think we're crazy. Amen. But I want to tell you, I believe in the power of God. I just dare to take God at his word and live for him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That's right. He said the real believers, they never have the world because he takes God at his word. God has never been a friend to the world in the way the world being a friend of God. I mean, they're against God because they can't understand God. And you'll never know God only by faith.
That's right.
Again, he says, I wonder today where we're at. I ask you, where is this resurrection finding us? Are you dare to step out? You dare to take God at his word? If you're ordained alive, you sure will do it. If you're an eagle, you can't help but doing it. There's something in you. Or you just don't want to just serve a creed somewhere, say, I go to church, I'm just good as you are. See, if you have no birthright, you'll never see it. You can't see it. But if you do hold the possession of this birthright, you can't help from seeing it because it's a part of you and you're a part of it. Hallelujah. I become a part. Hey, hallelujah. Amen. Hey, them seals have been torn loose. Brother Mark, amen. Oh, no wonder John was about to cry because he said there was no one worthy to take the book and loose the seal. Amen. Looked everywhere. Then all of a sudden he heard a voice say, don't cry, John. The lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. He'll take the book. Amen. And when he looked back, he began to see, amen, He didn't see a lion, but he seen a lamb that had been slain before the foundation of the world. Amen. And John began to shout. Why? Because he began to see his name on the book. Amen. I seen my name on the book. Amen. And it's something I've done. It done something for me. My name being in there. Probably didn't have a call like Jonathan Jones or David, but something on the inside. Just begin to say amen to the word. You believe that? You got to slow down. Kind of like what Brother Darrell Ward said. Too old acting this way. But something stirs in my heart. Something stirs on the inside when I go to talking about it. Hey, man, there's something, Brother Mark, that's on the inside. I can't help myself. You go through something, a trial or a battle, and you know what? Your outlook becomes a little bit different towards other people. Hey, man, like the old saying, shouldn't judge one another till you walk a mile in their moccasins. Hey, man. Oh, we want to judge and we want to backbite and all that, but the power of God that saved you is still the same God that saved me. And it saved that old drunk in the street, amen. And it saved that prostitute, amen, from out there street walking, amen. He's the same God, amen, that put a burning fire down in these young people's hearts, amen, and set them on fire to live right, to do right, to walk right and talk right. Dare them to believe. Hallelujah. I just dare them to believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, I've been sent on the indictment, but now the thing, the same old cry comes again. The Bible was written by men, they say. We don't have to live by that. That's God. That's God's word. It's God himself. I was talking to a man yesterday. He said, well, some man might have wrote that Bible. I said, yes, there was. His name, we know him as God. He wrote it 4,000 years apart. Almost the scriptures back from Job all the way to the New Testament. And wrote by hundreds and hundreds of years apart and wrote by different men. And them not knowing the other. Amen. And them not knowing the other. 100 years apart, many miles apart. And then they didn't know one another. Amen. When Paul came, and he meant that they were preaching the same thing. Amen. Oh, ain't that the way we should be doing? Saying the same thing these tapes say, saying the same thing that this messenger of our day said. Yeah. Amen. That rapture by faith lies on these tapes. Amen. Hallelujah. Not my tapes, not Brother Jonathan's tapes. Amen. But get in there. Amen. It's a sad situation to know that some here in the last days, that some of the young people, they don't know that there's been a voice in our day, a voice by the name of William Branham. Amen. It was God's voice that he used. Get us out of here in a rapture. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Again, he says, Joshua seen the same thing. Said, gather the Israelites up and down the river. You're going to see the glory of God. How are you going to get across the river? That's not my business. It's my business to walk down to the river. It's God's business to open it up when I get there. Woo! Amen. Like that guy said, hey, if he told you to jump through that hole in the wall and there was no hall, hole there, what would you do? He said, I'd jump. Because knowing that God said for me to jump through that hole in the wall, there'd be a hole when I got there. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said it's God's business to open it up when I get there. That's right. It's your business to testify and claim your healing. Say, I'm healed. And it's God's business to take care of it. If after you testify, proclaim it, that's right. God gave you a dare to try it. Say, now just take it tonight and find out whether it's right or not. Amen. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm set free. I've got the Holy Ghost. I got it on not on my flesh, but down on the inside of my soul. Right. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to this. You must be born again. He said, you dare to take God's... He's talking to a woman. Maybe in the prayer line, I don't know. He might have just called her out of the audience, but listen to this. He said, you dare to take God's word and stand there and say it's so. He said, let this poor little nervous woman here think she's going to die. And everything else is wrong with her. See, you're not dying. Say, how can I do it, Brother Branham? Just take his word and step on it one time, amen. Once. Stand on that word, see what happens. Tell the devil he's a liar.
Amen.
You've been in menopause all these years, about 57 years old, and get away from that thing. It's the devil. Take God's word and say, by his stripes I'm healed. Watch what takes place. Then you'll quit thinking you got heart trouble or heart attacks and everything. You don't have no heart attacks and all that stuff. It's a lie. You don't have it. Just believe God's word. He said, that's right. So I challenge you, every one of us here tonight, amen, I challenge you just to take God at his word. Tell the devil, you're a liar, devil. Amen. Get thee behind me. He's a liar. You believe that?
That's right.
Amen. Listen to what he said. He's possessing the enemy's gate. He said, now how can that enter mind? We'll be so twisted up like in the days of Daniel, in the days of the Hebrew children, in the many that we talked about this morning. See, the great intellectual world in that day was just as hard to overcome it as it is now. It's always been the enemy to their way of seeing it and their modern science and things. See, it's always been hard.
Yep.
That old intellectual, it's always been hard. It's harder now because the lid has come off of hell. And demon powers are going and screaming in every direction.
Yep.
But just take God at his word and tell,
amen,
the devil he's a liar.
Yes.
Amen. Said, I'm going to take God and I'm going to, yes, believe what God said.
Yes.
Amen. If it don't happen tonight, it'll happen Sunday.
Right.
If it don't happen Sunday, it'll happen
that's
next
right.
week.
Right.
Amen. If it don't happen next week, it'll happen, amen, the next day, whatever. Just take God at his word.
Amen.
Amen. Just say, I am delivered. Amen.
Yes.
Thank God for delivering me. Thank God for delivering these young people. Thank God for delivering my sons, my daughters,
right,
whatever the situation would be.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Just take God at his word.
Amen.
Amen. He said, it's always been the enemy. The way we're seeing it in large signs, it's just so complicated and things to the mind then as it was, ours is today. See, it was the same thing. There's always who dared to stay there and say, God is right. God's word is true. And you don't have to conquer because he conquered.
That's right.
The only thing you have to do is just go up and take. Stand there in the gate and say, it's mine.
That's
right. This is mine. God gave it to me.
Yes.
My salvation. If I want the Holy Spirit, God gave it to me.
Yes.
Promised it to me.
Yes.
To our children. All that's far off, as mean as the Lord our God shall call. That's what, oh, he said, just go and take it back. Amen. Oh, I like that song. I'm going back down to the enemy's camp. Take back what he stole from me. He stole my joy. I'm taking it back tonight. He stole my love. I'm taking it back tonight. That's all you got to do is just take it back. Hallelujah. Just take it back. Just dare to stand on God's word. You've been dared. Is that what you want to do tonight? Take God at his word. Amen. Just dare to step out and say, God, here I am tonight. I want to take you at your word. I'll read you one quote as we stand together. You love him. You appreciate him. Let me read you this one little thing here. Hallelujah. He says, sanctification is what cleanses us up. And the Holy Spirit that come out of him, the reason the animal life couldn't give them the Holy Ghost is because the animal, the life that was in the animal, when that life was taken, it was the animal's life. It would not coincide to the human life because the animal has not a soul. But when Jesus said that he was not only man, but he was God and man.
Right.
God enveloped in man. And when that cell was broken, God was turned loose again to come back through the shed blood to sanctify and to live in every vessel that would dare to receive the Holy Ghost. Dare to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said that animal life could not come back. It didn't have no soul and it couldn't come back. But when that cell, blood cell, was broke on Calvary,
glory,
it came back on the day of Pentecost.
Right.
Amen. Amen. He said, what did he say? It lets the seed go in the ground and die. It biteth alone.
Glory.
It went into the ground and died. And 120 on the day of Pentecost. There they were, 120 little messiahs. But down to the dark ages, amen, it began to die. Amen. But all of a sudden, up jumped a little shoot. Amen. Justification. Amen. Oh, it was getting closer to sanctification. Amen. A little more like him. Amen. Then, you know, then all that, then the shuck. Amen. And all of a sudden, it wasn't, hey, and almost like seed, but it wasn't seed. Amen. But that shuck, what did it do? Oh, that Pentecostal was a good shuck, but it protected in its infancy. Amen. Then all of a sudden, that shuck began to pull away. Amen. And there's back to seed again. Amen. That's how me and you are. Amen. At this day. Amen. Like I said, justification made way for sanctification. Sanctification made way for the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost himself. That's what I want tonight. What did the prophet of God say on Christ, the mystery of God revealed? What the baptism of the Holy Ghost was? It was God made known personally to you. Personally. Amen. And if it becomes personal to you, it's mine. I want what I got coming to me. And I don't want nobody to take it away from me. Amen. I don't care what it is. I joke with my wife. I go somewhere and I get a little candy bar or something. She goes, "Can I have a bite?" And she'll get a bite and another bite. I say, "Hey, that's mine." You know? But that's the way I want to do. Satan, he stole our joy. Amen. He stole our love for one another. He stole this. Amen. He stole our dance. Amen. He stole this and this. But you know what? I'm going back down and I'm going to take it back tonight. And I'm going to say, it's mine. Satan, give it back. I don't care who you are, Satan. I don't care if it hair lips the Pope or whatever it does. I'm taking it back tonight. I'm taking my dance back. I'm taking my joy back. I'm taking everything that God's got for me back. It's mine. He said, just dare to step out on God's word and take him at his word and believe him for the Holy Ghost. Amen. You need the Holy Ghost tonight? Just dare to take God at his word. You need a refilling tonight? Just dare to take God at his word. You need healing tonight? Just dare to take God at his word tonight. Our heads as they sang something. Amen. Heavenly Father, we love you tonight, Lord. Lord, we've been there tonight just to take you at your word, Lord Jesus. That's what we want to do, Father. We just want to take you at your word, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Oh, Lord, we just so love you. We just so appreciate you, Father. Lord, I pray, Lord, he said these daring men and women, these daring prophets, they came without church affiliation, without denomination, but they dared to stand on your word and what you said, Lord. They defied kingdoms, Lord. They defied nations, Lord. Even Elijah said, "It ain't gonna, there won't be dew nor rainfall till I call for it." Hallelujah. Oh, why? Because he just dared to take you at your word, oh God. Lord, I pray, Lord God, tonight, Lord, that, Lord, under the sound of my voice, Lord, these young people here tonight, that they'll just dare to take you at your word, Lord, and just believe you for the impossible, Lord God. Lord, if there's somebody sick in here tonight, Lord, may they just take you at your word and believe you for the impossible, Lord. There's many in here, Lord, many requests, Lord God. Lord, it's sick, Lord God. Lord, some suffering with cancer, some with this and that. Some of the doctors have given them up, Lord God, but you're still the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord. And we're just going to... we're just daring to take you at your word and step out and take your word by faith and just believe what you said, Lord. Lord, I believe I'm healed tonight, Lord. I believe I'm delivered, Lord God. I believe I'm set free, Lord God. I believe, Lord, I can have whatever my heart desires, Lord. If I need more of the Holy Ghost tonight, Lord, you're here to give it to me, Lord God. Whatever I have need of tonight, you're here to do it, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you speak to each and every one tonight. Set our souls on fire, Lord God. Let us come forth bubbling full of the Holy Ghost, Lord God. On fire for you, Lord God. Amen, Lord Jesus, that we can set your souls on fire. We can, Lord, just, Lord, whatever it is, Lord Jesus, that you want us to do. We can tear Satan's kingdom down. Grant it, Lord Jesus. We love you. We appreciate you, Lord. Amen and amen. Let's worship him, Brother Mark. Amen.
Well, there is something down in me that is telling me to go ahead. Yeah. Something down. telling me to go ahead. Well, there is something down in me that's telling me to go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Well, it's Jesus down in me, and he's telling me to go ahead. Jesus down in me, oh, he's telling me to go ahead. Well, it's Jesus down in me, he's telling me to go ahead.
Walking up the King's Highway.
highway. One more time. Well, it's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there. Oh, but the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven. And I'm walking up the King's highway. Oh, yes, I'm walking up the King's highway. Oh, and I'm gonna keep pressing on. Oh, I'm gonna keep pressing on. Oh, I'm gonna keep pressing on to the higher calling of my Lord. Can somebody say that with me?